Prissy Malik's Gossip.
Powered by OSN. Watch new, exclusive, and unmissable stories, uncut and uninterrupted.
It's Virgin Radio. What is happening gossip-wise, Prissy Malik?
Oh, guys, there's breaking news. This just happened.
What happened?
After 6 years together, John Cena and Nikki Bella have called it quits. They've released a statement to Us Weekly saying, quote, "While this decision was a difficult one, we continue to have a great deal of love and respect for one another. We ask that you respect our privacy during this time in our lives."
Oh, it's so sad. He was probably saying, "You can't see me anymore."
Too soon, Big Rossi.
How long has it just been out? Just a few hours?
22 minutes.
Oh, my word. You're so hot, Prissy Malik, on the gossip.
It's too soon. I mean, we knew they were having problems in their engagement. They were set to get married. And they they talked about that openly, saying that, hey, we're having some issues, but we're going to work through it. And I guess they've just decided to call it quits.
Oh, that's a shame. Because he's really a lovely guy as well. I know Chris met him, and he said he was just such a nice man.
I like them together. I like just the two of them.
Probably just like the busy schedules, you know?
It's the year of breakups, I feel.
I know.
Well, talking about breakups, Zayn and Gigi Hadid was a shock breakup when they decided to end their relationship. Over the weekend, Zayn released a brand new song. It's called Let Me. Have a listen to it. And if you let me be your man, then I'll take care of you
for the rest of my life, for the rest of yours. I love it. Yep. It's going to be a catchy one, I reckon.
It is so... I love his voice. And obviously the song seems like it's a bit about his ex, Gigi Hadid. Here's what Zayn had to say.
I was in love. I think that's pretty evident. Aspiring to be in love with someone for the rest of my life and the rest of that. Things change. We move forward in life. But yeah, that's what I was thinking at the time when I wrote it.
He wanted to be in love with her for the rest of his life and things changed.
Aww.
It's really sad.
Poor Zayn.
Okay, back to some now happy news. I'll end it with happy news. Khloe Kardashian, who is a new mama, she's splashing the cash on her newborn baby girl, as she should. Maybe you guys can help, fill me in, because I don't understand how expensive baby things are.
All right.
But this is in the lead-up to the birth of the baby, just before the baby was born.
Right.
Khloe paid a visit to a baby boutique in California, which is, very, posh, and that's where all the Kardashians go. She dropped about 15,000 dirhams to get a baby Zen yo-yo travel stroller and a stork sack travel diaper bag. Is that normal?
If it's a travel stroller, that means it's small. You know, you can probably put it on the
15,000 dirhams?
Was it Diamante or something? I don't know.
You know baby things. I don't know.
What? Really? I don't. What is it? What's it called?
Well, are you looking it up?
Zen stroller.
It's a baby Zen yo-yo travel stroller.
Baby Zen yo-yo. Yeah, that's the ones that you take on the plane. The really small ones.
Well, she spent 15,000 dirhams.
Well, it must be something to do with
who knows?
It's got diamonds on the side.
It's from this boutique called Petit Tresor.
Look at it.
Don't they know how to reuse? Because Kim has kids.
You think the Kardashians are going to use hand-me-downs?
Come on.
Got another thing coming.
Yeah, they need to. Hit me with your tag, Prissy.
Peace out, O'Brien.
641.
This is Maroon 5.